The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Thursday, August the 16th. Glad to have you with us today. We start off with Bruce Cox from the Museum of Art and Archaeology. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Paul.
Bruce. So what do we got going on?
Well, we have a new acquisition that we acquired back in October that was quite a coup for the museum.
October of last year,
and it was unveiled at the Paintbrush Ball in April. It's on display in the E&A Gallery. It's a bronze statue called Lion and Serpent. It was made by Antoine-Louis Barret in about 1872 to 1875. Beautiful bronze piece, absolutely spectacular.
So how did the Museum of Art and Archaeology come about this?
Well, it came up for auction, and we saw it. And we tussled with how much we wanted to spend. So we put in a private bid to the auction house, and then we got to actually watch the auction online as it was going on in Paris.
So this was in Paris. So you were watching it here in the Midwest. Are you saying, I wonder if ours is going
to... Well, it came up, and the bid came up to what we had bid, but we didn't know if we had it. And so we're sitting there, you know, chomping our fingers.
Well, could you hear if anybody else was bidding against you?
Well, but with private silent bids, whoever bid that amount first, I mean, somebody else could have bid the same amount, and we don't know.
Okay, or they could have bid higher.
Right, but it stopped at our amount. So we thought, maybe we have it. So it was probably 2 hours later that Mary, our curator, got an email from Paris that said, Dear Madam, yes, you are the winning bids.
Oh, it took them 2 hours to let
get
you
back
know?
To us, yeah.
Wow. So how'd you feel about it?
Oh, it was fabulous. I mean, it's a beautiful piece. It's a fabulous lion ready to strike a coiled cobra. And the detailing on it is just fabulous. Beautiful piece.
Yeah. So how do you go about having a piece like that moved from Paris
to
Colombia?
This time we had to get special permission for it to leave Paris.
Why?
The government controls the art, and we had to get special permission for it to leave the country.
So how do you do that?
We just had to make an application, and they approved
it. I didn't realize that. Yeah. So you had to get the French government controls all of the art?
Yeah.
And what if they'd have said no?
Well, we'd have gotten our money back.
So you got it here.
It's all in one piece.
It wasn't damaged.
No, it's just absolutely beautiful. It's on a pedestal and it's covered because of the detail on it. But it's on display.
If people want to see it, when can they see it?
Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. or Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4.
Okay. Is there anything else that's going on that you want to
No, we're just the exhibitions. We've got our Cityscape exhibition and our Coin exhibition up right now.
The Cityscape. Tell me about that.
It's actually artwork that looks like a photograph. It's incredibly detailed. It's done with silk screening.
So how many
beautiful.
Different
I believe there's 10 pieces up in that exhibition right now.
Okay. So you got the Cityscape.
And ancient coins.
Ancient coins. We talked about the ancient coins. Yep. And now you have the bronze.
The bronze.
All right. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. Congratulations. It's the Museum of Art and Archaeology. You're located?
And 1 Pickard Hall.
Okay.
Right in, on the quadrant.
And you're open from?
Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4.
Okay, just like the Louvre, you're closed on...
Closed on Monday.
Closed on Monday. Okay, thank you, Bruce. Now we turn to two nice people who are with us today to tell us about Mid-Missouri Pride Fest that is coming up this Sunday, right? Tim Root, good to have you here.
Thank you.
Pleasure
good
to meet you. And Emily Raleigh. So what is going to be happening at Pride Fest on Sunday?
We've got a day full of things hopefully bring everyone downtown into the district and have them enjoy our festivities.
So how many years has this been going on in Columbia?
We're in our ninth year.
Nine years?
We're 3 years downtown.
Yeah. So. Last year you had a pretty good crowd, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a great crowd. We tend to double our numbers so far.
So what did you have last year?
Just over 3,500 people.
So you're hoping that you'll
hoping
have around...
5,000 to 6,000 this year.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
Okay, so why should people come down to Pride Fest?
You know, it's a day that we encourage everyone to come out in the community just to kind of express who they are, to let everyone know that we are here in the community. And my job as entertainment director is to give the community a large stage from which to portray that on. So that's one of the things that I like to do.
Okay, so where is it going to be?
We are in the parking lot of Deja Vu Comedy Club, and it's between 4th and 5th Street on Cherry. All of our vendors will be between 4th and 5th Street on Cherry, so we'll have the street closed off, so it'll all be right there.
Okay, and it'll be running from when to when?
Starts at 11 o'clock and will go well into the night. So.
Okay. Now, Emily, you are here because you're representing your theater company.
That's correct.
Which is what?
Independent Actors Theater.
And what is your theater doing with Pride Fest?
We're really excited to be collaborating with Minmo Pride to bring a staged reading of the play called Eight, which is written by Dustin Lance Black, who wrote the screenplay for Milk, and J. Edgar, in response to the Prop 8 trials in California on marriage equality. So using the transcripts from the trials, using interviews with people involved, he crafted this piece to present, and it's a national initiative to do staged readings of the play throughout the country. There was a big one in New York this spring, there was a big one in LA, and so now we're leading the charge in Mid-Mo to bring it to Pride Fest.
Now when you say you're doing stage readings, are the actors acting, or are they simply reading a transcript from what transpired?
That's a great question. The actors are acting, but a staged reading is no memorization, so the actors are really excited. They get to hold the scripts. So it's a minimal rehearsal process, but they do have a little bit of movement on stage. They hold the scripts in their hands, though, which is why it's a staged reading versus an actual play or a performance.
What are you hoping to accomplish with this?
We're hoping to start more of a dialogue here in Mid-Missouri as far as marriage equality. The play itself, which starts at 3 on Sunday, is inside Deja Vu in the comedy club itself.
Is there a charge for that?
No, it's free. It's part of Mid-Mo
Pride Fest.
It's free and open to the public. Doors will open at 2, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Doors open at 2. The play starts at 3. It runs about 90 minutes. And then after the play, we're having a short talk back with some local advocates for marriage equality to get us as a community talking about what's going on here in Columbia as well as in the state in regards to marriage equality.
Now, why did your theater group decide to get involved with this?
We've been wanting to do this for quite some time. We just didn't know quite how. So serendipitously, we connected with Mid-Mo Pride, which gave us a venue in which to do it, and it seemed really apt. We are a theater company really dedicated to doing edgy new work here in Columbia and introducing audiences here to things they wouldn't see anywhere else. So 8 seemed a perfect thing
for us to do. What kind of response do you think? We're just about out of time, but what kind of response do you think you're going to have?
I hope a lot of people come, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. So the date and time is this coming Sunday, starting at what time?
At 11 a.m.
11 a.m., the location?
Deja Vu Comedy Club, Cherry Street.
In the parking lot?
Correct.
And then the production?
3 o'clock inside.
Okay, thank you so much. A pleasure
having both
of you here.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, best of luck with everything. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we've got music with Kathy and Dave. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.